I just want to praise you and thank you, Jesus. It's allowed us once again to come to the, this is the Body, Mind, and Soul program, the first Sunday of every month, sponsored by Glory United Ministries. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. And a little bit later on, we'll be joined by Pastor Bishop Berman. I'm so glad you're with us. So I just want to praise you. I want to praise you, Lord. Have mercy. This is Marie Brown. Stay with us.
Get some credit out of our Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on and clap your hands. Give God some praise up in here.
This is a morning to give God the praise. Have you done your praise today? I don't care whether you're listening live, if you're hearing from the archive. You are with us. Yes, indeed. Thank you so much. Praise is what we do. So let's praise the Lord and praise the day. This is the day that God has made, the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it tomorrow, the next day, the week, the whole year, and forever. Amen.
Brought us.
praise is what we do. Have mercy. Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, want to thank you once again for listening to this program. Yes, indeed. Let's just take a moment. Just clap your hands right now in praise to God. Praise to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are the mightiest. Bring us to you, Lord. We know, Lord, that every praise that we give you, Lord, uplifts us. You don't need us to praise you because you want praise for yourself, Lord. You know that when we praise you, it frees us from the bonds and the binds. It frees us from the hate, the emotions. It frees us from the traps that other people set for us. It takes away and releases all negativities. It takes away and releases all interference. That when we praise you, Lord, we know that the devils and the demons can't hold on. They can't not bear to be in our presence. When we acknowledge you and adore you and praise you, Lord, for the protection, the love, the blessings that you give us. Thank you, Lord, that when we put out that praise, Lord, for our neighbors, for our friends, for our families, that when we praise you in Jesus' name, Lord, we know that whatever is in our minds, that whatever is interfering, whatever is blocking us from keeping our mind and our attention on you, Lord, we know that your praise is we know that praising you sets us free, Lord. We know that when we praise you, we are brought, Lord, we are brought, yes, we are, to the gates of heaven. That, Lord, when we look back behind us, we see that the shackles have fallen off. We see that the chains have fallen. We see that the devils and demons are flapping their wings and disappearing, being pulled in, Lord, being pulled in by the divine holy light. We know that Jesus is protecting us. We know that Jesus is disposing of every single negativity that is trying to interfere with us in our path to the kingdom. And Lord, as we look behind us, we see nothing but bright healing light. We know that you, Lord, have brought in your divine Holy Spirit, Lord, and that you have gone into every single cell, every organ. You have even gone, Lord, into our intestines and healed whatever is troubling us there, Lord. We know that you have gone into, you've taken the Holy Spirit, Lord, into our muscles, into our glands, into our brain, into our eyes, Lord, and healed every single thing. Yes, Lord, we stand before you bright, filled with your holy light, knowing that you have healed everything that needs to be released. And Lord, we know that you have replaced it with divine healing light. And Lord, we know that you have surrounded us, our friends, our neighbors, and all who will sing your praises and say your name. Lord, we know that we are protected. Our homes, our houses, we know that the negativity of the demons, devils, elementals, that they cannot penetrate the shields that you have put up around us. We, Lord, we know that your angels, your holy angels, Lord, are standing guard over us because we are your children. And Lord, we know that as we stand before the gates of heaven, we now, Lord, see them swinging open. And we look into the heavenly kingdom, and Lord, it is so bright that it surrounds us, it uplifts us, it transforms us. And we know, Lord, that you are accepting us into the kingdom, and that we are in your kingdom, as Jesus has promised so many times. The kingdom, Lord, is within, and yet you have opened it within and brought us within, and we stand before your holy throne, knowing that we are absorbed in your divine light. In this moment, Lord, we pray again for your blessings. Today, Lord, is a day of praise. So Marit Brown prayed, I just want to praise you. And Lord, we've got to give Hezekiah Walker just a moment to sing every praise. Belongs to you. Yes, Lord.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? God. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
It's to our God.
Yes, every praise is to our God. Welcome once again to Glory United Ministries' first program this month, and we'll have another on Thursday. But today is a day of praise, because praise is what we do. Every praise is to our God. Stay with me. Do those. Let's do a little praise hand claps here. Have mercy. Yes.
To our God.
Every word of worship is one accord.
To our God.
Sing hallelujah to our God.
Every praise,
every praise,
every praise is to our God.
To our God.
Hey, this is what I love. God, my Savior. God, my healer. God, my deliverer. Yes, He is.
God, my Savior.
best friends, today is praise day because praise is what we do. Pastor Patricia Betterman, Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. Take a moment. Take a moment. And in your heart of hearts or out loud, whether you are in the public, in your home, or just driving, listening to this program, looking at that tablet, on the computer, on your cell phone, say, thank you, Lord. Say, try this out. Praise you, Lord. I praise you because I know that when I praise you, you are keeping me in the kingdom. Praise is what I do. Praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now we're going to hear William Murphy. Praise is what I do.
Yeah.
Yes, praise is what we do. Friends, I opened the Bible, and it opened up right to Psalm 66. I'd like to read to you what it says. Praise for God's mighty deeds, because today is our day of praise. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing unto thy name. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Oh, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. For thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest into the net. Thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through water, but thou broughtest out into a wealthy place. Make a joyful noise unto God. Now, on that topic, making a joyful noise, I want you to know that Pastor Patricia Benjamin has joined us and will be sharing with us as we move through this particular moment and perhaps a little bit later on God's message that he has brought us in this moment. Because each of us quite often goes through daily life and takes not a moment to praise God for how he works in every moment. And so David here is reminding us to make a joyful noise and to sing forth the honor of God's name and to make the praise glorious and to say in our heart of hearts, not so much because God needs to hear it, but because we need to experience making that joyful noise. I mean, walk through your house. I was watching Steve Harvey the other day on a program. Matter of fact, it was, I guess, yesterday. He was on the program with a fellow who is the lead or the host of The Doctors. And the fellow asked him, he says, now what do you do that's positive every day? And Steve said to him, I spend once I open my eyes and get out of bed, I spend the first 10 minutes thanking in thanks. And you know he's thanking God, because Steve is very religious, thanking God for allowing him to have just another, and he's praising God. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you for allowing me to wake up this morning. We praise you, Lord, for allowing me to realize that today is yet another day. We praise you, Lord, for allowing me to be in this house, in this bed, on this floor, in this body, with this family. We praise you, Lord, for allowing us to have the things that surround us. We praise you, Lord, for being able to look forward to yet another day in your kingdom. Lord, thank you. We praise you. We praise you. Praise you. So Steve spends the first 10 minutes of his day in praise. So I'd like to invite and welcome Pastor Benjamin to the program. Pastor, your line is open. Are you with us in this moment?
Yes, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. For this is a day of praise. For every praise is to our God, and every word of purpose with one accord. Every praise is to our God. And as you were reading, for us to make a joyful noise and praise the Lord and serve him with gladness and bless his name. This is a body, mind, and soul Sunday, and we must praise God with our bodies, our minds, and our souls. That's all he gave us, was our mind, our bodies, and our souls. And we were created to make your praise glorious. We are to praise God in the sanctuary. We are to praise him, as the doctor was saying to us, that Steve Harvey, I believe it was, made the statement that every morning 10 minutes of his time is spent with praises to God. And people are saying, why is he successful? Because he found the key. He found the answer, that you praise God. If you praise the Lord, then the Lord will hear you. He will bless you. Oh, my God, come on and magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Let the earth make her praises unto him and bless his holy name. You know, the scripture lets us know that if we don't praise God, he said the rocks will cry out. I don't want a rock that has no body, no mind, and no soul praising God before I do. Yes, he made the dirt. He made the rocks. He made the stone, because he made the sand. He made the water that these things are created from. But let me just tell you, do you want a rock crying out in the place of you? Is the rock on the altar? Is the rock on the altar and your soul is not crying out unto the Lord? Is the rock on the altar of praise and you are not on the altar of praise? Is your name on the altar of praise? Or is there a rock in the place of your praise? Ah, oh my God. But the Lord, he is good. And here in New York, when I saw the snowflakes, I began to bless God. Hey, Shatayaboshi. I began to bless God when I saw the snowflakes. And I said, God, it is you, for in your word, it declares that it is God who sends the snow. Do we send the trouble that come with it? No, the enemy gets in it and makes the trouble, but God sends the snow because the earth needs it. Oh, bless his name. And when the snow had ended, we were left here with 30 inches of snow on our ground. But you know what? God answered my prayer in the midst of the snow. I said, God, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Just cover the earth with your beauty of the snow. And do you not know my prayer was to God? Lord, if you please, would you keep the electricity on? Will you keep the power from failing? Because it's winter time, and I don't care whether you have a gas stove, or only thing you is a wood-burning stove and a fireplace, but if you have heat in your home, most of us heat by gas or electric or oil, but the motor is electric. So if the power goes off, I don't care how much oil you have in your tank, I don't care how much propane is in the tank, I don't care how much electric wires are coming into your house. If the power goes off, the motor will not produce what it's supposed to. So my prayer was, Lord, let it snow. But God, keep the power on. I don't want my mother to be cold. I'll be all right, God, but I don't want my mother to be cold. And then I have neighbors and friends. So, God, if you would just but keep the power on. And don't you know, I woke up with the power on. The cable went out, but the power was still on. So every praise is to our God. I received so many phone calls of love. People calling from Kansas and Chicago and Roanoke, Virginia, and even in New York City, they called because they didn't get hit like we got hit out here on Long Island. But don't you know, I said, honey, I just came in the house. I've been to town and back already. Because my yard fellas came with their shovels, three of them, and they cleaned the path for me to make my pathway out of the house. Oh, bless God, from whom all blessings flow. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. But I want to just say a little something to David this morning. I want to ask David a question. I want to say, David, you asked us to, that you said that his praises will continually be in your mouth. But you know what? I want the praises to not just be in David's mouth. I want the praises to come out of his mouth and come out of my mouth. I understand what he said, that I will have a praise always in my heart. And because it's in my heart, out of the heart, the abundance of life, it speaks. The issues come from out of the heart. So David is saying, will let the praises continually be in my mouth, knowing that because they're in my mouth, when my mouth speaks, my mouth will speak praises unto our God. Come on, somebody, and bless his name. Dr. Scott, if you have your Bible handy and you are still in that division of Psalms, I want you to get for me on today Psalms 150. Psalms 150. If you still have your Bible in front of you, I know you're working the control and all of that, but I hope you didn't put your Bible too far away from you, being that you're reading today. Continue to read on just a little bit more.
Psalm 150.
Yes.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. Read. Say that again.
Praise him in the firmament of his power.
No, go back. Go back to the beginning for me, please.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. That's what the scripture is saying to us out of the book of Psalms. Praise ye. Who is ye? That's me. That's you. Praise ye the Lord. All right, let's do it corporately. Praise us. Let us praise the Lord. Read the word.
Praise God. Praise God in his sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
Praise him in the firmament of his power.
Yes. Read the
praise
book.
Him for his mighty acts.
Yes, Lord. Uh-huh.
Praise him according to his excellent greatness.
Praise him according to his greatness. Excellent greatness. No lives was lost in our snow blizzard
We just didn't have snow, but we had the high winds gusting and making visibility almost impossible. So therefore, the governor and the mayor had ordered that the highways be shut down. And you know what? For once, I will say, the New Yorkers, they obeyed. I guess they saw the tragedy from before, and they saw in the other states, in Georgia and the places where they didn't shut stuff down last year, and people were stuck for hours in their vehicles. So they did not disagree or disobey the authorities. You have to give rule to the authorities. You have to give rule unto those that have the rule over you. You have to give away to their requests that they make. And David is making a request here that let everything that have breath in your body praise the Lord. Oh, bless his name. Go back and read the book, Dr. Scott, because I'm excited about praise. The songwriter said, praise is what I do. Just give me a minute. Let me add a little on that. Praise is what I do. When he said, when I want to be close to you, God, when I want to be close to you, I want to be close to you. I want to be in your presence, God. I want to be next to you, God. Praise is what I do. When I want to be close to you, I even lift my hands and praise and I bow to praise thee for the good and the bad. Praise is what I do when I want to be close to you. Just to be close to you, God, is my desire. Yes, the scripture says in the book of Psalms that God will give you the desires of your heart. But one of the most important desires is that I be in God's presence, that I be close to God. Can you imagine, as we say on our programs sometimes, you're in the kingdom. How can you be in the kingdom of God or kingdom with God and yet you have not a praise about God? That's a question. How can you tell me that I'm in the kingdom, but yet there is no praise upon your lips? There's no praise in your heart for God and his son, Jesus Christ. How is it that you feel that you're in the kingdom and you have no praise? Well, the scripture in Revelation talk about you. Go back. You have lost your first love. You're neither hot nor cold. God will spew you out of his mouth. You've lost your praise unto God. Yes, you stepped into the kingdom, but you lost your praise. How can you be in God's kingdom and don't have a praise unto God? Ah, God, you walk this earth. And the psalmist again says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the world and all they that dwell therein. It all belongs to him, for he has made. Why can't you give God his praise? Give every man his due benevolence and give God his praise that's due him. Ah, Murphy said, praise is what I do when I want to be close to you. We ought to want to be close to God and give God his praise. Oh, I love the Lord and I won't take it back because he is so good to me. Read the book. Let me put my glasses on so I can keep up with you, Dr. Scott. Read the book.
Mm-hmm. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet.
Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Read.
Yes. Praise him with the psaltery and harp.
Praise him with the psaltery and harp. These instruments were designed to praise God. But the devil, Satan, the enemy against God, said, I've got to leave heaven with two things, to pull the children of God from God. Well, it may be three or four things if I was to sit down and write it down. One of the things that I must take temptation with me. I must take the music with me because I can entice them by tempting them through music. But music was intended to praise God. Music was intended to bless him, not the enemy. But he's a thief, the Bible said. The thief came to kill, steal, and destroy. So the devil stole the music. But the harp, the trumpet, and the instrument were all in heaven with God. I know at Christmas it shows you the angels playing the harp. Oh, God, Gabriel will blow the trumpet. Ah, those things are heavenly instruments, but the enemy took them so that he could entice those that he was trying to get to follow him. And then, of course, you know, he took the big one. And that's the big S. He took the big S also to tempt us. The Bible says when a man is carried away with his own lust, it brings forth death. But the enemy stole what God had put for two, a husband and a wife, what he had made for a husband and wife to come together as one flesh. The enemy took that so that those of us who are not married can say that it's okay to indulge in that because God made it and God is love and I love him or I love her, so it's okay if I indulge myself in that. But that was never what God created that feeling for. Read the book.
Praise him with timbrel and dance.
Oh,
praise
my
him with
God.
Stringed instruments and
just
organs.
One second there. Praise him with timbrel and dance. David danced until he danced out of his garment. David danced before the Lord. And I know some of us belong to different church organizations that there is no dance in the house. There is no praise in the house unto our God. They said, I don't want to go over there because they're too noisy. Those people, they just dance and shout, they holler, they scream. But David danced until he danced out of his clothes. Someone made a song, said, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. I will dance. I will dance. Oh, God, I will dance. Hey, oh, shake. Hey, God, I will dance. Woo, my God. Hey, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. I will dance. Woo, like David danced. David danced unto God, thanking God for what? Praising God for what he had done. Oh, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. And There is a song that we sing when I think of the goodness of Jesus and what he done for me. I could dance, 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 dance all night. Woo! When I think of his goodness and how he set me free, I could dance, 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 dance all night. Woo! When I think of his goodness and all he done for me, I could dance, 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 dance all night. Woo! All night. Yeah, I'm getting my dance on. Read the word, Dr. Scott. Ah, woo.
Praise him upon the loud cymbals.
Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Read the book.
Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Let everything that hath breath praise
Let
the Lord.
Let everything. That has breath. Come on, read the book.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hearts towards heaven. Ah, God, I feel your presence. And let's just praise the Lord. Come on, people. Come on, people. Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Let us lift our hearts towards heaven and let's praise the Lord. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus. Blessed Savior, you're worthy to be praised. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, you're worthy to be praised. And it says, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Jesus is worthy. Yes, you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Come on and praise him. Everybody ought to praise him. Come on, people. Praise him, oh yes, praise him, Jesus, blessed Savior, you're worthy to be praised. May you become like David. And say within yourself, I will bless the Lord at all times. Now, getting back to Mr. Harvey, I know some of you will be critical to say, well, that man cussed like a sailor. He ain't even saved. He's this, he's not that, he's not this, and he's not that. But let me just say this. Does it make it right that he's using profanity? No, it doesn't. But let me just say this. The Bible declares that he will clean the unclean lips. He will even clean the unclean. That's not your job, to sit in judgment. You had no idea that he spends a little time to have a little talk with Jesus. Because have a little talk with Jesus. Jesus will make it right. God saved us all in time. So when the time is that he should change us, then he knows when to do it. And not only that, the scripture says, I believe it's in Ecclesiastes. It says, in all thy ways, whether you're smoking dope or stripping a goat. In all thy ways acknowledge him. Yes, you might be cursing. Yes, you might be committing adultery. Yes, you may be committing fornication. Yes, you may be lying. You may be stealing. You may be backbiting. You may be being busy. The Bible says, stop being busy in other men's affairs. That's a sin too, but you don't hear that mentioned. It's only sex, cigarettes, alcohol, drugs, and cursing. But there's a whole lot of things that we shouldn't do, but we do them to think evil of your neighbor when it's not even necessary. But let me just say this, because God is good and his mercy endureth and his grace gives us strength and weakness. But God, the word says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, which is God, Jesus, and he shall direct your path. The reason why we use God so much is because these scriptures, from Genesis to the book of Malachi, those, I believe it's 39 of those books that was written from Genesis to Malachi. Genesis, the first book in the Old Testament. Malachi is the last book in the Old Testament. That's who they dealt with. That's who they looked unto God. Jesus had not yet been born. He was there with his Father, but he wasn't visible. He wasn't flesh. So therefore, we use God, 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 God. But we're not omitting Jesus. But it's just that these scriptures are written where it's mentioning God said this and God did that and God said and praise God and bless God and glorify God, magnify God, God, God. But it's not God only. But you see, when the New Testament was written in Matthew, which is the first book of the New Testament, and I believe it's 27 of those, if my arithmetic is correct, I've learned this stuff when I was a child, 3-4 years old, that the last book of the Bible is Revelation. The first book is Genesis, and the last book is Revelation. So therefore, somebody said, well, what does this have to do with praise? I'm just trying to clear up your thought that you would say, well, how can he pray when he say this and he say that? That is none of your business. The scripture said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, God, and he will direct your path. You cannot give anyone directions in which way or how, but God is the giver. So therefore, you do like Brother Harvey does. You give God some of your time to tell him thank you, to bless him, to be in his presence, just bask in his presence, just soak up his goodness, soak up his glory. As the old folks say, it's good for what ails you. Oh, I love the Lord. He heard my cry. You see, if I don't spend time blessing him, he wouldn't hear my cry. I cry unto the Lord. David said, I cried unto the Lord, and he delivered me. So we have to talk to God, whether we messed up or dressed up. And I mean dressed up, I mean by dressed up that you have been purged of your sins, but come to God messed up, for he is the one that will give you the garment of praise. So come messed up and let him get you dressed up, for Jesus is getting us ready for that great day.
For who he shall be able to stand? I tell you, I have dined sufficiently off of the word of God today. The word was rich, and it is sharper than any two-edged sword. Oh, my God, I'm happy in Jesus. The sickness that I felt an hour ago, I don't feel it anymore. My soul has been lifted. My body has been touched by the hand of God, and I feel good. I feel renewed. I feel refreshed because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hey, God. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Body, we worship God with our body. We get a praise in our mind and out of our mouth. Hey, our soul. God, I love you. I'm trying to stop, but God, just keep talking to me and talking to me. But I am going to close.
Take your time, sister.
Get out. Oh, blessed name. Oh, blessed name. I'm going to get out of the way. I'm going to decrease so Dr. Scott can increase and play us another praise song or however way he wants to close out his program, body, mind, and soul. I send a shout out to Pastor Wade, Apostle Wade, and let her know that praise is what we do. Oh, bless God. We lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give him praise. We bless his name. Yesterday, I studied the Psalms, and where I was going to come out of the Psalms today, and I told Dr. Scott, I said, listen, I want you to read one verse, and I read the next until we conclude. And then when he went into the praise mode, I said to him, stay right there. Stay right where you're at, because I haven't even opened my Bible as of yet, because I wasn't feeling well in my stomach area, and I just didn't feel like I had the strength. I said, but you stay right there with that praise. I said, and I'll get my Bible in a few moments, but stay right there with that praise. I said, because God's going to shift from what I said we was going to do on last night. I said, but stay right there in that book. Come on with the praise. And as he was going to the scripture, I was told that I told him last night that we would do today. I said, but you see, that's too far away from where you are now. You're with praise, and we're going to stay right. And he was explaining when he opened his Bible. God put him in Psalm 66 and I believe 65 and 66. I'm not sure, but that's where. And I said, you go ahead on with that. You read, I'll wrap it up for you. And God had spoke to me while I was in the kitchen and said, wrap it up. But let everything that have breath, see, that's what I was telling you earlier. I don't want a rock that have no breath in its body crying out in my place. So because I wouldn't step up and praise God, he spoke to the rock and said, come over here and praise me, because I've commanded that she bless me, that she open her mouth and praise me, but she won't do it. I've told him to bless me, praise me, lift me up before men, but he won't do it. She won't do it. So come here, rock. I made you too. And give me a wave offering. Bless me, rock, with a wave. Bless me with a tremble. Bless me with a dance. Bless me. Do everything, rock, that she is supposed to do or he is supposed to do. I command you to praise me, because I will have my praise. I don't want God speaking to a rock on my behalf. The only rock I want
speaking on my behalf is Jesus is the rock. Jesus is my rock. He's my rock, my sword, my shield. He's my wheel in the middle of the wheel. Ah, he's my shelter in the time of storm. The only rock I want speaking out for me to God is Jesus. He's my rock and my salvation. Ah, he's a rock in a weary land. He's shelter in the time of storm. The only rock that I want crying out is Jesus saying, Father, forgive her. For she know what she do, but yet she know not how she hurts me. Because when you are his child and you walk out of the ark of safety, the book, I believe in the book of Hebrews said, for you crucify him. I think it's around the sixth chapter. I'm not sure. It says, for when you do that, what you do, he has to cry out on your behalf so that the enemy don't completely destroy you. But the Bible said you crucify him afresh. But yet you want to blame the men that said, crucify him. You wasn't there, but you're here. And many times, whew, we crucify him afresh. But if praise is what you do, you'll stay in his presence. For the psalmist said, for in his presence, ooh, God brought in these psalms this morning, Dr. Scott. In his presence is fullness of joy. I believe Daryl Coley sings that song. I think it's safe in his arms or in the arms of Jesus. For in his presence, there's fullness of joy. But again, as Dr. Murphy said, praise is what I do. Hezekiah said, every praise is to our God. And I sang, praise him, Jesus, blessed Savior, I don't remember the writer. You're worthy to be praised. And as my dear brother, Andre Crouch, who has gone on to be with the Lord, he said, bless the Lord, oh my soul. This is Body, Mind, and Soul Sunday. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Yes, the psalmist wrote it, but Andre put it in a song. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, for he hath done great things. The Lord hath done great things. The Lord hath done great things. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his
holy name. God bless you. God bless you. I feel God breaking out in you. I feel him breaking out in you by you praising his name. For the Lord, he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and the people of God, say, bless his name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that inspiring and uplifting sermon as always. You do not disappoint me, and I'm sure you do not disappoint the listeners. You know, I was looking at the psalm that we read, and I'm thinking now, wait a minute. People listening, they're saying, wait a minute, I don't have a trumpet. I don't have psaltery. I don't have a harp. I don't have a timbrel. And right now I'm sitting in the chair. I don't feel like dancing. Stringed instruments and organs, cymbals. But just imagine for a moment, if you were in the sound of that trumpet, if you were in the sound of that harp, and if you were dancing and there were stringed instruments, you would feel that praise throughout your body. This is body, mind, and soul. Here's what I want you to do, dear friends. As you're listening to this program, just take a moment and say, God, I praise you with my feet. I praise you with my legs. I praise you with my whole body. I praise you with my hands. I praise you with my head. Everything I praise you with. Yes, Lord, I praise you with it all. And I praise you with my mouth. I praise you with every breath as you have commanded. Now, as you say that, friends, notice that every part of your body now, every part of your body is, as Hezekiah Walker says, every part of your body is praising God. So thank you so much for being with us. We did go over a little bit, but I think you'll agree with me that it was worthwhile, yes, indeed, to be reminded that every praise to our God.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yes, let every praise to our God. Don't just say it with your mouth. Let your feet sing the praise. Let your hands sing the praise. Let your whole body sing the praise. Just try that And it's such a joyous and uplifting feeling. Every praise is to our God. Have mercy. Bishop Dr. Scott, once again, thanking you for being with us. We did go a little bit over, but I hope you will agree that it was certainly worthwhile. The Lord spoke to us through Pastor Benjamin and through the Psalms. Thank you so much for being with us.